Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, Sylacauga City Schools has seen a lot of changes, a lot of great changes over the course of your tenure, starting year six, right?
Yes.
This is year six for you.
This is six.
You have made a lot of improvements from infrastructure to processes, procedures, and I think maybe one of the most notable changes that you have made is with personnel. You have a knack for plucking the right people out of wherever they are and putting them in a place where you think that they will excel. And I think you can hang your hat on what you've done here with Dr. Paula Bruno, right? In the position of interim high school principal at Sylacauga High School. Talk about this process that was very fast to be able to have this turnaround and what this means for the future of Sylacauga High School and how you feel about it.
So, I mean, Dr. Bruno is a natural leader. You know, you can talk to anyone that had her as a student or has watched her grow up, you know, in this community, they'll tell you she's a natural leader. And with the position of the high school, you know, the high school is our flagship. You know, that is the ending pinnacle. And it was just extremely important that we have a veteran at that helm. And who better than someone who actually went to school there, graduated from there, is invested in the community, and, of course, veteran principal as well. And then it just, you know, it's kind of a neat story in that Mr. Rivers gave her her first shot at being administrator. She was his assistant principal, Nichols Lawson. And so with his retirement, her being able to step in, and I don't want to say just fill his role. You know, she's got great plans for that building as a, you know, veteran instructional leader. And so it'll be exciting to see just what's accomplished this year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, Dr. Eller. And Dr. Bruno, thank you for being here this morning. I know this is going to be, you know, exciting to kind of walk down memory lane, if you will. Take us back to where you started, how you got here, and what your expectations are in this new role.
Well, good morning. So if I could just walk down memory lane just a moment. So I started in Pinecrest Elementary from kindergarten through fourth grade there. From there, I went to Mountain View, 5th and 6th grade, 7th and 8th grade, East Highland, and then the high school. So I graduated with honors diploma, just involved in various clubs and things like that. So I'm just excited to be able to be back in the space that molded me for this position. I've always had some internal drive that I've always wanted to be better than I was the day before. So it's not any type of competition with anyone else. I just like to compete and be better with myself. So for me to be back in this role, I graduated 2002, went to school. I went to an HBCU, Alabama A&M University, where I got my elementary degree. Then from there, I received a job here in kindergarten. So I taught kindergarten for a year, then moved from kindergarten to second grade, then to fourth grade. I mean, from fourth grade, I was with Mr. Rivers. So I was working, getting my EDS in instructional leadership. And from there, as soon as I finished, he got a position to where he was going to be the principal at Nichols Lawson. So he said, Bruno, I need you to go with me to Nichols Lawson. So I was like, okay. And I always look at stages like this as an opportunity for experience.
Sure.
And then from there, I just create a plan on how can we make the environment that we're in better. Mm-hmm. So from there, we put a lot of initiatives in at Nichols Lawson. We did a community partners there where we had various people from the community coming in where they can see a real life day-to-day processes and also help students with character building. So they were able to follow this curriculum. Community members come in. And they were assigned a classroom, and so it was just a very positive atmosphere there. So we decreased discipline with this because they knew that they had characteristics to look up to. So we made some great strides there. And then from there, I was offered the opportunity to become the principal at Indian Valley. So from there, I had a task of, you know, creating at first a culture of positivity. Because with change and different things going on, that may not have been evident there. So I knew that in order for me to move students, I had to change the culture first. So we cultivated the culture there. My assistant, me and my assistant, Ms. Cleveland, Cindy Cleveland, we worked together to just focus on how do we support teachers? How do we support them in a way that they understand instruction, but yet also feel wanted and nurtured to come to school? Because if you think about your school day, you're at school almost a lot more than you are at home during the week. So we wanted to make sure that we created an environment to where staff felt welcome, nurtured, empowered to come to work. So in doing that, we put some initiatives in place there. And then from there, I was offered an opportunity to go to Pinecrest. So from Pinecrest, I had the opportunity to work with Coach Jax. And so from there, we were going to put some things in place. Aggie mentality, we were about to hit the ground running with that. And so then I get a call and I said...
This is where it all comes together.
Yes.
We're getting there. So for those who are just listening, here's the pinnacle of the story.
Yes. So I get a call and Mr. Rivers says he's retiring. And so I'm like, well, wonder what they're going to do then. And so from there...
Then she gets another call.
Yeah.
I got a call from Dr. Adler. And so it's like, hey... So from there,
I'm sure it was about like that. Just very unassuming, just very like, hey, how's it going?
Yes. You know,
how's your summer going?
I need you to pray about this.
But then I was offered the position to go to Silicaga High School. So, you know, I don't let, you know, challenges and things like that interfere with me. I look at a challenge as an experience opportunity. So this for me was a surreal moment because not only am I going back to my alma mater, but I'm also having the opportunity to interact with students that I had in the previous grades. I'm also able to establish an environment where we can cultivate student learning. Looking at the state report card, I knew that I wanted to be better than where we are. And just kind of build on the legacy of academics, the sports, the whole school environment. I just want it to be better than it was yesterday. So we have embodied the theme of chasing 100. So your 100 could mean that you're not perfect. It's just you're being better than you were before. So all of the sports teams, all of the students, all of the staff have embodied this, chasing 100. You can see it evident as we do a callback with that. We open that up in our institute. You will see it on different hashtags and things like that that students have. But we're also looking at this as a matter of improving academics. Now, only are we trying to move and get the 100%, but we want to be better than we were before. When you think about discipline, we want to decrease the discipline. We want to increase academic performance. We just want to create a culture at Silicaga High School where students want to be there, and not saying that they don't want to be there, but I'm just saying I would like to maintain that and even make it even more empowering, but also empower the staff as well to know that, you know, whatever role, whatever capacity that they're in, that we're creating a positive culture. Because when you think about the students that we have coming in, regardless of the background or anything like that, they need to feel welcome. They need to increase their academics there. They need to just be ready to be better than they were before. And as you think about, we're college career ready. So when you think about going into a career, I want them to be able to put 100% into whatever they do beyond the high school. So I have big plans for the high school. and so I'm seeing a little bit of the, little by little, I'm seeing a little bit every day we're getting better.
I have so many follow-up questions for you, but at the same time, I don't, because you have said so many things that I didn't need to ask about. Like, I mean, it was great because you just told your whole story, and I want to touch on two or three of those things really quick before coming back after what we have with Dr. Eller here. Dr. Eller, when you hear that from the beginning to where she is now as a peer, but also as an employee, as a team member. And honestly, somebody that, you know, age-wise and experience-wise could have been somebody that you taught, you know,
right.
back when
right.
you, I mean, like,
we what, didn't have to talk about that.
No, I know. But what does that mean to you to know that you have somebody with those types of qualifications that is ready to step up and do the job. What does that mean?
Well, one, it's exciting to see, but you know, two, Dr. Bruno also is constantly working on her own craft.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was quick to go through the pre-K through three academy that class offers. She graduated from that. She went back as an advisor for that academy. She also went through the Instructional Leadership Academy that class offers. So she's constantly looking to see how she can better her craft as well as an instructional leader. And that, you know, as the big leader, that's what you want to see. You know, I've gone through those as well and, you know, saw the impact it had on my career. So I love to see someone else that's investing that same time and drive into bettering their craft and then being able to see her execute that in those school buildings. You know, I get a firsthand view. I've got two grandkids at Indian Valley. And so they have been there the past 2 years. They're going on year number three. And so I was able to see firsthand the things that she put into place in that building between staff, the culture, the climate, the drive for excellence with the academics. You know, both of my grandsons left kindergarten reading. You know, they can do math equations. They love it. They love math and reading. And so it's exciting to see that drive there. And that's why I was hoping she would bring that same to Pinecrest for a short stint. And then luckily God provided the right leader there. And so without a doubt, she's the right one to take the helm at the high school. You know, in the words of my husband, you know, I'll mention that. So if you were at the game Friday night, you know, we had a little bit of a delay with rain and thunder and lightning and all of those wonderful things. And so I feel very much responsible to be there the whole time, you know, and especially if things are a little bit awry as they were Friday night. And so on the flip side, we have these two grandsons that have to stay at a very strict schedule. And so we left right after the rain delay stopped and, you know, the game resumed. And I was a little apprehensive about leaving. And my husband said, come on, Dr. Bruno's got this. He said, we can go. Don't worry about it. She's got this. He told me, he said, you know what? That might have been the best decision you've made the whole time you've been superintendent. I said, thanks, hon. So even my husband recognizes her worth and just the impact that she can have.
That's awesome. That's got to make you feel very good, I can imagine.
I do. And I would just like to say, you know, anytime I'm and Dondela can attest to this, but anytime I'm charged with anything she puts before me, I want her to understand that I'm going to give it all that I have. So it's evident in the things that I report to her weekly, monthly, whatever I report, whatever I do, I want to make sure if my name goes on it, that she does not have to worry about it because that's the reason why she put me in this position. So I take my job, I take everything that I do very seriously. So, and I just, you know, it's just really, I'm really appreciative for the opportunity that others, what others see in me, but I do just want them to know that whatever they task me with, I'm going to give it 100%. And if they put me in this role, they don't have to worry about anything because I'm going to make sure they're taken care of.
In the words of Mr. Eller, Dr. Bruno's got this.
There you go. Dr. Bruno's got it. One last question as we wrap up here. You alluded to a few times, but never really quite said it. You mentioned a few times about challenging yourself. Dr. Eller has mentioned that as well. But you were talking about making sure that the students that you are overseeing have the best opportunities. They have many of the better opportunities that maybe you had that you want to make better for them. What motivates you in that? What experiences did you have that were very formidable in your years to say, okay, I want them to have those same experiences, but even greater ones in the future?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. Maybe the opportunities that was presented to me were maybe mediocre. So these students have so much the world can offer. And so, yes, I may have been exposed to a little bit of that, but at a high school level, I was not. And so I would like to make sure that we have so many different pathways. We have so many different career opportunities. We have so much that these students, if we could just relate it to them and see how they can be best benefited through this process, I feel like that their future could be so much brighter. So when I think about the students that I serve, or even my own personal student, my own personal children, I want them to be better than me, you know, and I want to make sure that whoever is before them, that they love their job, that they are here for the students, that it's not just another paycheck, because these students' lives are at stake here. And so I just want to make sure that we're creating an environment where they take their job seriously, because when students look back 10, 15 years from now, they're going to remember the person on how they made them feel. They're going to remember the things that they learned from people that they knew loved them. So I just want to make sure that what they take away, what they provide in the future, is a positive experience through my tenure.
Dr. Eller, I think I don't know how more proud you could be of Dr. Bruno yes. for being in this role. It's
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing your story on all of this. This is incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I know you're looking forward to big things for high school this year, and I know we had a big thing happen on Friday night, which was a big win.
Yes, it was so exciting.
Yes, so looking forward to Munford this week.
Yes, we look forward to another win.
Yes,
2-0. Absolutely, absolutely. Let's make it happen.
We've charged them with it, and of course, volleyball is in full swing.
Yes,
Volleyball game last night, and then of course, I think they play again Thursday night.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I got to watch them practice a little bit Monday afternoon, and they were getting on it, and mm-hmm. they have a couple of girls with some injuries that were a little unexpected, so they had to do some regrouping a little bit, but their season is on a roll as well.
A great start.
We wish everybody the best of luck, and especially you in this new role, and we appreciate your time.
And absolutely. If you missed the band show Friday night, make sure you watch it this Friday night, because it was phenomenal.
100%. Yes. We had a little bit to do with that.
I know.
Just a tiny bit here at the radio stations of Radio Alabama. So, yes. It was a lot of fun. Sounds of a Generation. It's a great show. Yes. And, hope you get a chance to watch it for sure. Awesome. Thank you all so much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Go Aggies.
Go Aggies.